Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
We're finally into draft week.
And let's go Buffalo!
Mike Danger.
Look, I know I'm 12 years old, Gino. I have a very juvenile sense of humor. Farts are and will always be hilarious to me.
Gene Battaglia.
25% of the Buffalo Bills are for sale.
Danger, you want to put in a bid here, bud?
You've got the NFL draft, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Let's go!
Isak Rosén makes it back-to-back just like that, and the Amerks lead it once more. It's 3-2.
The Rochester Amerks clinched the 2 seed in the North Division. They'll be facing off against Syracuse in the best-of-5 series.
Amerks crunch Friday at 7.
Game 1. Playoffs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks.
Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Scottie Scheffler, that's 4 victories in his last 5 starts and 10 over the last 26 months.
The Nighthawks also secured a spot in the NLL playoffs.
Score! 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Happy hour in the Sports Bar, and we start with breaking news.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
All right, Gino, you mentioned in your sports update, Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada, confirming Lindy Ruff will be the next head coach of the Buffalo Sabres.
Wow.
Adam Bonini also on the report.
I'm not going to move the goalposts, meaning change my opinion, but do you remember Danger, the day he was relieved of his duties with the Devils, happened during live while we were on the air, and I said this when comparing Lindy Ruff to what we had in Buffalo. What did I say? I would take him back in the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Now, I said that back then, but then as you think about it a little bit more, you're going against history here, folks. Like, the 2.0 is going to be a challenge. Like, when does the coach coming back to the organization that you had all these good times? It didn't happen with Joe Gibbs. It doesn't happen a lot. Billy Martin, Phil Jackson, I suppose we could point to two. It very rarely does it happen. But I welcome this for this reason. Credibility. Like, Lindy wins. He won in Dallas. He got the Devils to a place where they were down and out. And then, you know, it didn't go well this year. But you should be a little excited here, Danger, with Lindy Ruff coming
Here's
back.
What I'm bothered by. Did you really unearth the best candidate? We heard from Kevin Adams when? Wednesday last week? Less than a week.
Well, when Kevin Adams gave the press conference and we said, what? Like, he didn't say, we're going to talk to candidates. We're going to take our time and choose the best person. He said, we're going to get somebody from experience. Danger, were the... Was this already greased from the beginning?
Well, the other question I have is, if you only wanted Lindy Ruff, if that was the only option for you, this, Lindy or nothing, and we know that Kevin Adams worked with Lindy Ruff. He was an assistant for Lindy Ruff. So there's a connection there. And as we know in professional sports, it's not always what you know, but who you know. And so that makes things a little bit easier. I don't want easy. I want a winner. I want somebody that's going to come in and give them what they promised us. Multiple Stanley Cups. I don't know that Lindy is that guy anymore. Yes, he has credibility. Yes, he has won everywhere he goes. But I just think because it took less than a week for them to get to this point, now I'm questioning, did you really talk to guys like Berube? Did you really talk to guys that have cups, that have won consistently in this league, aside from Lindy Ruff? What other candidates did you actually talk to? Was it a financial thing? Did a guy like Berube come at too hefty a price tag for you, too rich for your blood? We've heard Kevin Adams say, yeah, we try to make deals for free agents. We didn't like the terms. So, you know, if you're an experienced head coach, Tom McClellan, whoever you wanted to talk to that could come in and have that experience, that history of winning on your resume, was it just that, yeah, if you want me to come to Buffalo, the terms are going to be this. No, we can't afford that, or we're not going to pay you that.
Now, those are all fair questions. Those are all fair questions. But for somebody like Lindy, who of all those candidates, who would understand like the culture, what he's kind of walking into? Like, Lindy Ruff has worked for Terry Pegula before. He knows the whole system here. And it's an attractive job. I know people don't want to think that. There's so much talent on this team that underachieved. They were screaming for a new head coach. And sometimes you go from the coach that was like this, we let that guy go, and you bring in the new head coach, and he's over here much different. And when you hear craving accountability, oh, Lindy will keep you accountable to the point where it was almost uncomfortable. And I don't know if you could do this today or not, Danger. And I don't know if he's kind of modified his style. He would call players out in press conferences. Like Darlene would make mistakes, and you would have Granato going way out of his way to kind of cover up and say,
you know,
everything.
I wonder how much conversation was happening from between Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff from the time that Lindy Ruff was let go from the Devils to today's announcement. And the Sabres have made it official. They just released their tweet saying that they have hired Lindy Ruff as their head coach. The statement is out. So it moved quick. They've got the vacancy filled in less than a week. So I guess it lends me to wonder, because they have a relationship, how much time did Kevin Adams spend with Lindy Ruff from the moment that Ruff was let go by the Devils to today's announcement? And I suppose that there was probably some, you know, reacquaintance, a little ignition of the relationship that two men have based on their time working together for the Sabres earlier.
Now, to bring this a little closer to home, I hate to say this, Seth Appert, like I feel like he's going to get interviews. And I just pulled up, all right, there are a few interim jobs there. The Blues are in the playoffs. The Kings are in the playoffs. The Devils need a coach. Ottawa needs a coach. Ottawa. Like if you are a team that has young talent, but you're willing to give it a half second, what about Utah? They need a coach. Like they would welcome anything coming out there as a new team. I'm just wondering how much longer Seth will be with the Amerks organization. We'll talk to Seth Thapper tomorrow, and certainly he's got you know, his eyes on something else here in the postseason.
Look, there's so many different elements of this fan base, and their reaction to this is going to be, you're going to have every reaction on the spectrum from, this is awesome, this is the guy that won with us before, he knows how to win, he's a proven winner. You're going to have guys that view this as, oh God, they went with a retread, just another coach that's just been everywhere, and there's a reason why we moved on from him, blah, 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 blah. Expect every reaction here, and ultimately we're going to have to wait until the fall to see what this product looks like with Lindy Ruff at the wheel. We know what it can look like. We've seen Lindy Ruff obviously have success in the past. Can he work with this group? The word we heard during last week's locker clean out and all the press conferences was accountability. Well, I think any of the coaches that you brought in, any of the veteran guys that you could have brought in, would have given you a new set of accountability. Whether you were talking about Berube or Lindy or McClellan or any of those guys. Seth Appert would have given you accountability, right? We know that he holds his guys accountable. We know the culture that he's built here. But you opted for I want to say the path of least resistance, but it feels like a path of least resistance. It feels like an easy move.
It's a move that's going to get the fan base excited. That they're like, you can't deny that. And it's the danger. He does bring this credibility, 864, 679, 78, and 153. That's his record. So he's got a winning record over three organizations. And he's been in the league. He didn't wash out when Buffalo let him go in 2013. He had some good times in Dallas, getting to the second round with the Stars, getting to the second round last year with the Devils, and then the Devils kind of punting on him this year. So he was out there. What I believe was that this was kind of probably figured out long ago. Like when you release a coach, how much time do you have to give it? A week? Well, that's where we are. It was like last week. Like, oh, okay, they let go Don Granato.
And as they were leaving, as the press conference with Kevin Adams was winding down last week, you heard him say repeatedly, "I have a plan. I have a plan. I have a plan." He knew that this was the route he was going to go. So even if you did the legwork to talk to all the other veteran guys that are out there, guys with a lot of experience, guys with a lot of wins and on their resume, guys with cups on their resume. Even if you talk to all of those guys, if you're Kevin Adams, you were probably smitten at the idea of Lindy Ruff being your next head coach once he became available and the Devils let go of him.
Yeah, and that alignment, like you said, actually matters, because if this doesn't work out, I don't know if Kevin Adams gets to pick a third guy.
You're absolutely right. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. So if you can't make it work with your guy,
Good luck out there. Yeah, this is also it for Lindy Ruff, who is 64.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to talk to Seth tomorrow, get his perspective on all this.
Danger for anybody that is like, oh, I don't know about Lindy Ruff. Okay, go home tonight and punch up Buffalo-Ottawa line fight.
Oh, yeah.
That when Lindy wants to go with Brian Murray and climb the glass, okay? We've been missing this element from the team for how many years? So let us freaking have the moment, Danger.
But do you have that element of player, Gino? You could have that coach. That coach could have that fire, but do you have the player that has that fire as well?
He's going to demand it. And if you're going to be soft, you're out. So that has been the one thing that has been missing. Okay, the days of being coddled and making mistakes and everything, he's going to call you out.
It's always something, isn't it? Something's always missing. Last year was goaltending. Well, you got goaltending this year. You just didn't have anything else. I hope I'm wrong. I hope. Look, every Sabres fan that's excited about this, I'm not here to pee in your Cheerios.
I feel like you are.
No, I'm really not. I don't like path of least resistance move. I struggle with the idea that of all the available candidates out there, this guy was the best guy. Now, because of the relationship, because there's alignment, maybe it is. Maybe it is the best guy. Maybe you didn't have to convince Terry Pegula that hard that bringing back Lindy Ruff was a good idea.
Okay, let's compare then Lindy Ruff to all these other hires there between the crap head Kruger to, I'll even say, Ted Nolan 2.0. Okay, that didn't work out, obviously. To Housley, to the one guy, Rollison. Do you remember that guy? Like, all these guys pale in comparison to Lindy Ruff. How could you say that about Ted Nolan? He was the coach of the year. Lindy Ruff came in and took the Sabres to a place beyond Ted Nolan.
Yeah.
They were a circus back then. So he's been in the league that long. And the fact, Danger, that he got New Jersey, a young team, just like Buffalo, well, not only did he get him to the playoffs, he got him to win a series last year, tells me, okay, maybe he can work with the younger guys this other generation, too.
That's the hope. That's the hope. I'm going to go back to, and we'll take a break. When we take a break, I'll dig up what we talked to Paul Hamilton about as well. Because I was, like you, and I think like a lot of people, after that press conference, in my head, I was like, it's Lindy. Lindy Ruff's going to be the guy. They're going to bring back Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff is the guy that not only can win you games, but can also recharge and re-energize a fan base. And my fear is that the fan base is so apathetic at this point that even a guy like Lindy Ruff.
No, this is like throwback uniforms, only better. Like, Lindy's going to get up there, and he's going to hit all the right notes.
Well, based on what I said earlier today, can we stop with the throwback uniforms now? Because it's just a distraction for bad teams.
Well, how many times have the Sabres, Chad? Like, hey, we gave you royal blue. I mean, that's not what you wanted.
Yeah. No. It's a thing that loser organizations do. Just change up the uniform. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Forget about the product.
Dude, I am excited. Okay, so like, let Sabre fans have this moment. There hasn't been anything in the past 13 years you could say this is ours here. And having Lindy here actually gets me excited for October.
I'm glad everybody's excited. I am less enthusiastic. But I, of course, we will see. We will see how it all goes. I'm not a fan of path of least resistance, and this feels very path of least resistance. Very bad.
Who made the decision? Was it Adams running it by Pegula, or Pegula like, you know, I might have made a mistake there?
No, I think, and I think that's the thing, right? Like, Pegula's got to ultimately sign off on it, and that's an easy sell to Pegula because it would re-energize the fan base. We'll get more people in the barn. More people will come out at the start of the season knowing that we've got this guy. I would have been excited about a Berube. I think he would have given you a lot. He's a little bit younger, and he's got a cup on his resume. That would have been the guy I would have honed in on. But, and maybe they did, and maybe in doing that, the terms weren't right, or they couldn't justify paying him what he would want to come to Buffalo. So you go with the guy who's familiar with the organization, who's familiar with the market, who has familiarity with the ownership, and certainly has familiarity with the general manager. So in that regard, if you have that alignment, great. Now you have, if you're Terry Pegula, you look at this and you're like, hey, look at how we built the Bills. We've got alignment from owner to GM to head coach to quarterback. Can we get the same thing with the Buffalo Sabres?
Yeah.
And if this is the move that gets you there, then you should be excited about it. I'm wondering who the quarterback is that you're looking for alignment. Is it Dahlin? Who is that guy?
Okay, here's all I need, Danger. Like, last year was, what, one or two freaking points? I'd like to swear here because you got me blood boiling here. That's all you would need, right?
Yeah.
That's all you would need. Just get into the darn thing. 7, 8, 6 seeds. They win in advance all the time. We love the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's unbelievable. Yeah, you know why it's unbelievable? Because it's hockey. It's hockey. Your best player maybe is on the ice 30% of the time. Coaching does matter. And all he has to do, Danger, is get this team to the postseason, and we'll see where it goes from there. Just get us to the postseason. But it's not a ridiculous ask, is it?
It's not. Not in the NHL.
No!
It really isn't. I mean, you really have to screw it up badly to miss as much as the Sabres have missed. It's defying. It's record-breaking. It's you shouldn't have this kind of ineptitude in the NHL. And if Lindy is that steadying hand, and if he does provide organizational alignment and gets you closer to that, then this is a good hire. I'm just a little surprised. I guess I'm a little surprised that it happened as quickly as it happened. But I shouldn't be surprised because, well, it's like I say, it's not always what you know, but who you know. Man, the Sabres are putting out the Lindy Ruff highlight reel. They were ready for this, man. They've been working on this. The highlight reel is out with Lindy from his time with the Sabres originally.
Oh, and right. It just kind of goes to say, like, all right, guys, we're working on this. Everybody keep your mouth shut. Danger, they knew when the team is flying back from Dallas, last regular season game from Buffalo. No, it wasn't Dallas. Forgive me. It was Tampa. They're flying back from Tampa, last regular season game. Lindy Ruff's already hired at that point, right?
I think Lindy Ruff is hired the moment he gets let go by the Devils. I wonder if Adams at that moment said, you know what, that's the guy. That's the guy, because they've worked together. They've been behind the bench together. And Granato's nice. Everybody loves Granato, and Granato and Adams have a great relationship. But that's the guy you want. And in Kevin Adams' eyes, Lindy Ruff probably can do no wrong, right? You don't have to meddle. You don't have to get involved. You could ask Lindy his opinion. He's going to give it to you. There's no hiding. It's everything is above board. Again, just for the sake, I'm convincing myself that this is a good hire. For the sake of organizational alignment alone, it's a good hire.
It's bringing you the qualities and the coach that you didn't have before. And I feel like I'm slamming Don Granato with that. But Don Granato, learn, develop, blah, blah, blah. That time's over, okay? You heard Paul Hamilton with us last week. This team isn't a young team. Actually, it was Adam's quote who said that. Time to stop making that excuse.
Right.
It's over with that excuse. It's go time.
If you're just joining us, the breaking news just announced by the Buffalo Sabres less than 20 minutes ago. Lindy Ruff, new head coach, Buffalo Sabres. What is old is new again.
And again, I understand. I'm getting all excited, but I know this doesn't happen too often. And I'm putting it out there for somebody to tell me, okay, Phil Jackson being the last guy at 2.0.
Yeah, you can't compare Phil Jackson to Lindy Ruff.
No, it didn't work out with Ted Nolan. Remember, he came back. We kind of forget that he came back to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Add it to the list.
Yeah. Art Schell with the Raiders. Joe Gibbs with the Washington football team.
I don't know, man. We'll marinate in here a little bit, but the initial reaction is going to be positive, and it's going to excite and energize a lot of fans.
Oh, I'm looking at my feed here. Everybody's excited about this.
Yeah. It's going to excite a lot of people. I'm going to pull up what we talked to Paul Hamilton about last week when we discussed the head coaching opportunity that was available for the Buffalo Sabres. We'll get into that next, along with a round of shots in the sports bar, Gino.
Yeah, we had a weekend, remember, for our locals, the Amherst, the Nighthawks. We'll set you up for the NBA, NHL playoffs tonight as well. How big is Caitlin Clark? This would go to your argument. Did people tune in for the for the college basketball on the women's side, or did they tune in for Caitlin Clark? There's just some numbers here that are unbelievable. And, oh, hey, we'll check in on the Olympics in France, see how they're... Oh, not so good when you hear this story.
We'll get into that and more next. A round of shots on the way. You're on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Breaking news here in the sports bar as the Buffalo Sabres bring back Lindy Ruff as their new head coach. Ruff won 571 games as the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres between 1997 and 2013. The Amherst heading back to the postseason. Game 1 coming up Friday against Syracuse. Game 2 also Sunday afternoon at the Blue Cross Arena. The Nighthawks are up in Toronto for the playoffs coming up on Saturday. From the NFL today, the Jets trading Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos. This involves a pick swap. The Yankees falling today to Oakland 2-0. Manager Aaron Boone tossed in the first inning of this game. Rochester Red Wings are off tonight. They begin a series tomorrow in St. Paul, Minnesota. Three games in the NBA tonight, including the Knicks and Sixers at MSG. New York up one game tonight. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. The sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
I'm not a real fan of this thing in Buffalo that we keep doing, that all we want to do is bring back old Sabres.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how many players or coaches at Buffalo Sabres have won a Stanley Cup, but yet we want to keep bringing them all back. We want to bring Miller back, when he was near the end of his career. Want to bring everybody back. What about Vanek? Let's bring him back. And, the whole thing. And it's just, maybe we could also try something new.
That was Paul Hamilton. He joined us, what was that, Wednesday last week?
Yeah. Things move fast.
Yeah. Right? Wasn't crazy about the idea of the Sabres bringing back Lindy Ruff when we brought it up to him last week. Lindy Ruff, your new Buffalo Sabres head coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's bringing the players. I mean, you could say it didn't work out with Ted Nolan. When you brought back LaFontaine, that was very short-lived. And I would just say this, like, I'd listen to Berube. I would listen to that. But between the alignment, check. The fan base, check. Guy who's going to give you the things that Don Granato did. It's not a slam against Don Granato. Check.
It's just not what Don Granato is. It's not his style. Right.
No. So, like, you want you're craving accountability? Congratulations. Welcome to your new head coach, Lindy Ruff, back in Buffalo.
All right, let's get to a round of shots in the sports bar.
Yeah, the Amherst get it done over the weekend. They came this close, Danger, to winning the division. Cleveland won in overtime here on Friday. That was the difference. The Monsters got 6 of 6 points this weekend. That got them to first place. The Amherst taking down Utica Sunday. Amherst actually down 2-1 entering the third. Ethan Prowley, Isak Rosane scoring 30 seconds apart. Rochester getting the 3-2 win, locking up second place. And the home ice that comes with this round. So the schedule looks like this. Games 1 and 2 Friday and Sunday 3:05 at here. Games 3 and 4 in Syracuse Thursday, May 1st and Saturday, May 4th. If needed, a Game 5 would be in the Flower City Friday, May 10th.
Yeah.
So tally up. That's five game series stretched out over 15 days.
That's a lot.
Hey, Coach Seth Thapper joins us tomorrow on the Sports Bar at 4:25.
Do you think we get a rant out of Seth if we bring that up to him? What's up with a five-game series taking 15 days?
It was the same way last year.
I know.
Yeah.
It's got to change. What are they doing?
It's arena availability or selling tickets or... I don't know what the reason is.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Zero sense at all. Hopefully it doesn't go five. But we know how these two teams are, and when they get together, it's evenly matched.
That's why I want to say this team is so much better than last year. And then you say, well, ... hockey.
Yeah.
And we could be looking at a five game and just sick to our stomach. Boy, I do like that sick to your stomach sort of feeling when it comes to playoff hockey.
Barf, cry, and die is what I call it.
Yeah, missed it when we were with the Sabres. Entering the weekend, the Rochester Nighthawks had just a 3% chance of making the postseason. For crying out loud, Friday we're talking about these rumors, right, about the team not being here, all right now turning out not to be true. Well, for the Nighthawks, everything did go right. Connor Fields had 16 points and 2 wins Friday at Georgia, Sunday at home against Philadelphia. The big difference here for Rochester being Ryan Hartley is back, the goaltender, just fantastic. Sunday's final was 12-3. In the history of the NLL, Hartley is just the ninth goaltender to allow three or fewer goals in a game. Either that or Philadelphia was just mailing it in.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I watched a little bit on Friday. The comeback in Georgia, it was nice. And when you saw everything, all the boxes that needed to be checked for the Nighthawks to clinch that playoff berth, I was skeptical. I'm like, well, if they win against Philly on Sunday, that would be great. I'm sure the barn will be rocking. The fact that you even have a chance come Sunday afternoon would be a lot. And by the time Sunday afternoon, this is the final game of the regular season in the NLL. For them to get that win, pretty spectacular coming back from a 3% chance of making the postseason.
There are three playoff games tonight in the NBA. TNT has the doubleheader with the Knicks looking to go up 2-0 on Philadelphia. That's at 7:30, followed by the Lakers and Nuggets. Denver up 1-0. Series tonight that's been banished to NBA TV is Orlando and Cleveland. The Cavs up 1-0 as well. All the home teams won.
The under in Orlando-Cleveland. Give me the Knicks to go up 2-0. I got the Knicks on the point spread, and I think it's a big Jokic game tonight. I think Jokic continues to just impose his will.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the late one tonight, Lakers and Denver. Three games in the NBA tonight, four in the NHL, and good on the NHL for staggering the start times. They did this last year. I'm glad they stuck with it. So, hey, end of the first period, let's go to the other game. All these games on ESPN or ESPN2 tonight, Toronto and Boston at 7, Bruins up 1-0, 7:30 Carolina against the Islanders, Canes up 1-0, and then a pair of game ones out west, Vegas and Dallas at 9:30, and for the third straight year in round one, we get the LA Kings facing Edmonton.
I like the Oilers on the puck line. I think the Oilers handle the Kings handily, and I'll go with the Stars. I feel like this postseason, I know it's where a lot of these series haven't even started yet, but it feels chalky to me. It feels like these series could be a little chalky this year, the postseason. The haves are far greater than the have-nots.
Yeah, well, it looked that way last year, and listen, whoa, Boston's
sure.
Out here.
Yeah.
How big is Caitlin Clark right now? Dick Hoops Weiss, New York Post, reporting that Clark has sold more jerseys in 1 week than the entire Dallas Cowboys roster last season combined.
Did anybody like fact check that or put numbers to that? I'm curious. That's a big claim, and I don't know that that's accurate.
Well, it's Dick Weiss, though. So he is like one of the longtime college basketball writers. So this isn't some guy that's like that guy. If he fabricated that, I would be surprised. But I'm also surprised that we haven't seen that reported.
I would like the numbers. I would like the numbers behind that claim.
Well, while that sounds great, all these numbers, this is what might be lending to this danger. Fanatics has a problem on their hands. Fulfillment. If you're ordering online right now, you're being told to expect delivery in August at the earliest for a Caitlin Clark jersey. Mm. Speaking in August, that's when we'll have the Summer Olympics. And Paris has a little bit of a problem now, too. As you may have heard, the opening ceremony is going to be down the Seine River, right? It's going to look a little dirty. Well, turns out the river is dirty.
No. Oh.
We're not talking about mud here. E. coli we're talking about. The river is scheduled to also be used for swimming in the portion of the triathlon. And right now...
Fun.
That is in big time question. Recent tests show pollution from E. coli 2.5 times the limit.
Yuck.
Speaking of fecal matter, about the Olympics, and I like to pass along quotes every once in a while to watch Danger's head explode. Bob Costas was asked if he misses working the Olympics. Costas, quote, "I don't miss covering the Olympics, but that is because I covered a dozen
wow.
of them."
Well, it's nice of him to join the peasantry down here from high atop Mount Pius to remind us how many Olympics he went to. What a jackass. I mean, is there a guy that you can relate less to than Bob Costas? Name dropping. I'm big time Bob Costas. I've been to 12 Olympics. No, I don't miss going to them. Instead of, you know, God, what a privilege it was to be at 12 Olympics. God, that was awesome.
Yeah, for what Costas, and I'm gonna admit, I had the chance to meet him at a Ken Kaiser banquet when I was a kid. Always kind of looked up to him, big time baseball. But where Costas kind of jumped the shark was NBC would give him the halftime commentary.
NFL.
Yeah.
I remember.
And he would wave his finger like yep. and just kind of dump on the product I'm enjoying
That's
watching.
Right. That's right.
And like, well, it didn't take long for the NFL to say, hey, get this guy off.
He's a sanctimonious yeah. jerk. Just like, and that was his opportunity to show his true colors. That's all I needed to see. And I know we have people who view him as an idol because he's Syracuse and he's
he didn't graduate from Syracuse. He left Syracuse.
Right, he's a product of, yeah. you know, he's what we could all aspire to be. And, you know, look, as a broadcaster, he's unbelievable. Call a great game, whether you're talking basketball, baseball, whatever you want him to call, he's going to call a great game. He's a good host, but the person, just based on the little glimpses we get, including this quote, I don't miss them. I don't miss covering the Olympics. That's because I covered a dozen of them. How about this? How about, man, what a privilege it was for me to be at the Olympics 12 different times. Do I miss it? There are elements of it that were taxing and strenuous, but man, yes, I miss it because it was an unbelievable opportunity.
And Mike Tirico is great, and right. he's going to do a great right. job as he always does.
Right. No. Hold on a second. You're bothering me? I've got to come down from Mount Pius to answer your question. Of course I don't miss covering them. I went to 12 of them. Peasant. Now I'm going to go high atop Mount Pius once again, where I will reside until you call again. Yeah, I can do without Bob Costas. Ever.
Funny, I'm just kind of reading this breaking news story here. I don't know if this is breaking or not, Danger. You're closer to the Bears, but the Bears apparently are going to hold a press conference the day before the draft where they're going to announce their state-of-the-art, publicly owned, enclosed stadium somewhere on the museum campus, lakefront, blah, yeah. blah.
Okay.
Is this news to you or?
No, I mean, look, what's news to me is that they're actually going to make an announcement. You brought in Kevin Warren for this purpose. The only reason why he's there, I mean, he's got weight. He's got clout. He's a leader for certain, but his specialty is this: get us a deal to get a new stadium. And it didn't work in Arlington because the numbers didn't look well, or the assessment didn't work in their favor. And we know enough now about how the NFL does their operation and then does their business to know, like, I'm sure that there's a lot of money, a lot of public money behind this new project. The location is great. Where they're talking about putting it, that sounds wonderful.
Well, apparently, according to this report I'm reading from Florio, there will be city officials on board with this. But again, I have the politics out there. I don't know. Do they need the state dollars to come in? Who knows? I guess we'll all learn about that on Wednesday. But if you want to talk to a fan base and when they're excited, yeah, when you're drafting your future franchise quarterback the next day, yeah, here's the stadium he'll be right. playing.
And when did the Buffalo Bills start talking about a stadium?
When we figured out Josh Allen was the guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You're not talking about that when your team continues to lose year in and year out, when you're in the middle of a playoff drought. You're talking about it when you realize, okay, everybody loves this guy. Yeah, we haven't won the Super Bowl, but we've won enough. We have enough that we can get you excited. Now, are you excited to the point where you're going to spend $15,000 for a PSL? Well, that's the ask. And the same will happen in Chicago or any other market that houses an NFL team looking to build a new stadium. The cycle continues. And that's Kevin Warren's specialty. So none of that surprises me. The timing of it doesn't surprise me. The location surprises me a little bit. That's not far from where they already are. But I'm sure Chicago as a city is saying, why is Indianapolis getting all of these great things? We're Chicago. That's Indianapolis, man.
Yeah.
Not anymore. They build what they're proposing. That'll be massive. Last call is next. We have time for your calls. You can join us 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Now you're right, Gino. As we were wrapping up a round of shots, you brought up something to make my head explode. That Costas quote is the worst.
I've covered a dozen of them.
What a jerk.
My resume.
Yeah. You know what? We might be the only people on this platform that will say things like that, that'll, you know, like call it like we see it. Like Costas just comes off like an arrogant douche most of the time. Call a game. Really, really good at calling a game. But man, the end of his time at NBC when he was getting that little editorial portion there.
Yeah, sanctimonious.
He was very sanctimonious. Yeah. Last call. At 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
Yeah, first stop, Pittsburgh. Brian, he's got a Costas story to share. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I got a couple of Costas quotes. I mean, I haven't heard you talk about him doing the Olympics with pink eye.
All right.
For an entire week, and you're there with doctors and medics from all around the world, and that thing just kept getting worse all week, you know? So Man, that was crazy, him covering the Olympics. But I got to tell you a story. I saw him down at Belmont Park. It was the Belmont race, right? California Chrome is racing. And he's announcing the race and everything. He's down near the racetrack. And I'm standing there with a buddy of mine, and we're all cheering, Costas, Costas, Costas. Well, 25-ounce Mick Ultra goes flying in his head. He catches it out of nowhere like the Matrix, opens it, and chugs the whole thing.
All right.
I got some mixed feelings about the Bob Costas thing.
That story I can get down with. If you have that sixth sense where you're plucking a 12-ounce can out of midair and then chugging it down because you're part of the party, that I can get down with. It's the sanctimonious part of it that, you know, come on.
And the pink eye for a week.
The pink eye for a week.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, appreciate it, Brian. And don't worry. We that's why we have a dump button. If you're listening on the stream, you got a nice little treat there.
The FCC ding us on the stream?
No,
we're okay. When you call in at 866-4326, just remember, don't swear. Look, you slipped up one time.
It happens.
I'm
surprised I've only done it once. Yeah. Once? That's it? Just once? It's pretty good for me. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow afternoon. Tuesdays are always special in the sports bar. We get to talk to Amherst head coach Seth Appert. And now that we know that the Buffalo Sabres will be hiring Lindy Ruff again as their new head coach, I'm sure Seth Appert has some thoughts on that. But more importantly, Amherst are playoff bound, baby.
Yeah. We'll talk to Seth tomorrow, Matt Perino, for his normal Tuesday set. And we welcome in on draft week for the first time, Agent Lee Steinberg.
Crazy.
Yeah, right?
We're talking to Lee Steinberg tomorrow afternoon.
Unless Costas calls him up and says, no, go on their show.
So that'll be just after 4 o'clock tomorrow. So Perino at 3:25 normal time. Lee Steinberg calling in at 4:05. And then we'll talk to Amherst head coach Seth Appert at our usual Tuesday afternoon 4:25 time window there tomorrow afternoon in the sports bar. Now today, if you missed any of the show, Chris DiPasso, CBS Sports draft analyst, 13 Web Sports Director, BuffaloPlus.com's Mike Catalana talked a lot of NFL draft, and both conversations are available for you now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search us out. You'll find the Fan Rochester and the free-to-download Odyssey app, and you'll find our show, The Sports Bar, wherever you find your podcast, wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Just search out The Sports Bar. Thanks for stopping by the video stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester, and don't forget to like and subscribe and click that little bell for notifications on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester as well. Gino, have a great night. Look, man, we're one day closer to Thursday, buddy. NFL draft, Three Heads Brewing, can't wait for that. It's all on the way. JR Sport Brief on the way next. Rochester sports leader, The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.